Yeah, last week's Geek of the Week. In fact, we're speaking to John Bounce again. Hello, John.
Hiya.
Hello. This is the first time I've ever spoken to Geek of the Week twice, but it's very important that we do so because you are doing what you were talking about last week. And if anyone didn't hear last week, what are you doing and where are you?
We are, myself, my colleague Danny, and our trusty tour manager Midge, are driving round and visiting all England and Wales's 56 piers.
And how's the piers been?
They've been brilliant. We've done about 28 now, I think. We're over halfway. Some have been, my favourite ones have been the ones that have actually been shut or burnt down in some way.
Oh, God.
They're just really poignant. It's just nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So where are you right now?
We're in the car park of a supermarket near Gillingham. We're halfway between Gravesend, which we visited this morning, and Herne Bay.
Hang on, I'm sorry to interrupt. Does Gravesend have a pier?
It's got two.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, and one of them isn't on the list. The list is King, so we only have to visit the 56, but we found another one, so we popped on it as well.
Brilliant. So you've upped the total, basically.
Bonus pier.
Yeah, a free one for nothing. So what's the next one you're about to go to?
Herne Bay.
Herne Bay. And what do you know about Herne Bay Pier?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, it's in beautiful Kent, where I'm from.
Genuinely absolutely nothing. Only roughly where it is.
So are you basically...
It's by Whitstable.
By Whitstable, says our Kentish correspondent. Are you basically going to these piers in a way without foreknowledge so you can just enjoy finding out, or are you kind of looking them up in advance? Or are you just going to turn up?
Some of them we've looked up in advance. A lot of things we've asked... you know, friends and people have sent the stuff in. My friend Libby told me to look for the laughing clown on Clacton Pier. We're going to that this afternoon. I've got no idea what that is.
That's got to be scary, isn't it?
I'm a little bit terrified of it already.
I'm terrified on your behalf.
And now, I don't really want there to have been, but have there been any that should have been good but that were a bit underwhelming?
Weymouth was a little bit grotty and concrete. I was a little bit disappointed by it, but... We did find out that Weymouth sand is only is something like a micro centimetre of something just within sand regulations. If it was any smaller, it would be silt.
Wow, that's an interesting fact, you see.
And it's a lovely line. If that was any smaller, it would be silt.
Yeah, you want to watch that. You want to watch that sand. That's almost not sand. So what has been the very best pier you've seen so far? Because you've seen a lot.
My absolute favourite was Totland Bay on the Isle of Wight. It was probably just because the sun was kind of setting across it and you could see England. You know, we're kind of writing about England in a sense. And that was quite good because I could see England. It was over there. You see what I mean?
And did you say there were four piers on the Isle of Wight? Is that what you said last week?
Well, yes, there's four on the Isle of Wight. Yeah, there's unexpected sort of clumps of piers in all sort of strange places.
And remind people who weren't listening last week where you're ending up.
We're going to finish in Penarth in South Wales.
That's right.
The very last one.
Because you're going anti-clockwise around England and Wales.
Yeah.
And peer review, we haven't mentioned the name of it, which is the only reason we like it, because it's called that.
It is not the only reason we like it.
I was being facetious. Peer review is such a brilliant title. And can you remind us where people can, if they wish, get involved and have a look at what you're going to be writing about the peers?
Well, if they can pop onto the website, that's peerreview.co.uk. Yeah. Or we've been doing quite a lot of tweeting and twittering, so that's on... Peer Review, just the Twitter name.
At Peer Review. And you very kindly sent us your magazine this week, which we should mention because it's a very beautiful looking thing.
And it's called Dirty Bristow.
Dirty Bristow. Why is it called Dirty Bristow?
I really can't tell you on the radio. I advise people not to Google it.
It's very nice of you to not tell us in that case. But it's a very lovely magazine. And if people go to the Peer Review website, can they also find out about the magazine there?
Yeah, they should find a link, or that's dirtybristow.co.uk.
Okay, just don't look it up.
And I would say, if your town does not have a pier, do not despair. Just describe it as a town, a peerless town. A town without peers.
That's good. That's very good. Well, look, when you get back, let us know where we can go and read all about these piers, John. And good luck in your voyage, all three of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for speaking to us.
Yeah, and enjoy the next one, which was that Gravesend? Herne Bay. That's it.
Send my love to Kent.
Send Josie's love to Kent. Do that now. All right, thanks very much. Cheers, John.
Yes, bye. Six Music. Weekdays on
Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne. Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us.